Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 340. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. When nothing seems to help, I go and look at a stonecutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times without so much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it will split in two. And I know it was not the last blow that did it, but all that had gone before. This is a famous quote from a social reformer, Jacob Riis, that I recently came across, and it has deeply resonated with me. This quote is also displayed in the locker room of one of the most successful teams in the NBA history, the San Antonio Spurs.
何をやってもうまくいかないときは、石膏が半まで岩を叩いている姿を見に行く。おそらく100回ぐらい叩いているのに、その岩にはひび一つ入っていない。しかし、101回目の打撃で岩は2つに割れる。その岩は最後の一撃で割れたのではなく、それまでの積み重ねによって割れたのだと私は知っている。これは私が最近目にした社会改革者、ジェイコブ・リスの有名な言葉で、私の心に深く響いた言葉です。この言葉は NBA 史上最も成功したチームの一つであるサンアントニオ・スパーズのロッカールームにも挙げられています。
From time to time, we doubt ourselves because no matter how hard we try,No matter how much effort and time we put in, we don't feel like we're making any progress. And because we feel like we're not moving forward, because we don't see the results we expect right away, we often give up. Many of us give up on the 91st blow, just 10 blows before the rock splits in two.
どんなに努力や時間をかけても進歩が感じられず、自信をなくしてしまうことがあります。
そして、期待していた結果がすぐに得られないと前進していないと感じ、諦めてしまうことがよくあります。
多くの人は、岩が2つに割れるまであと10回なのに、91回目の打撃で諦めてしまうのではないでしょうか。
I think we sometimes think that breakthrough moments are a result of one decision, one action, or one defining moment. But that's not how it works.It's the consistent hard work that you put in and day out that accumulates over time that leads to breakthrough moments. And even if you feel like the efforts you're putting in today isn't moving the needle, just remember it's being saved up for a later time. You may not see it, and you may not even feel it, but every time you hit that rock, you're getting one step closer to breaking through.
私たちは時として障壁を突破する瞬間は一つの決断、一つの行動、一つの決定的な瞬間の結果だと考えてしまうことがあると思います。しかし、実際はそうではありません。日々コツコツと努力を積み重ねていくことが躍進につながるのです。もし、今日の努力は報われていないと感じても、その努力は未来のために蓄えられていることを忘れないでください。目で見たり、感じることはないかもしれませんが、その岩を叩くたびに、突破口に一歩ずつ近づいています。
Success doesn't come to those who try to split the rock in one or two attempts and give up right after. Success comes to people who keep hammering away until the rock finally breaks in half. You have to be patient, persistent, and you have to stay committed to consistently working hard every day. If you're at a point in your life right now where you feel like you've hit a plateau and not moving forward,Just remember the stonecutter and keep hammering away.
一度や二度の試みで岩を割ろうとし、すぐに諦めてしまうような人に成功が訪れることはありません。成功は岩が真っ二つになるまでコツコツ打ち続けた人のもとに訪れます。辛抱強く、粘り強く、そして毎日の努力を怠らないことが大切です。もしあなたが今、 人生の停滞期にあり、前進していないと感じているなら、石膏を思い出して、その岩を打ち続けてください。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. What was the party culture like at the university you attended? In today's conversation, Vicky and Sam talk about the party cultures at their universities. In terms of college partying, Sam and Vicky had very different experiences. Let's listen to Vicky and Sam and learn about American college parties and the drinking culture.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんが通っていた大学のパーティー文化はどのようなものでしたか？今日の会話では、ビッキーとサムがそれぞれの大学のパーティー文化について話します。大学のパーティーに関しては、サムとビッキーは全く異なる経験をしました。ビッキーとサムの話を聞いて、アメリカの大学のパーティーや飲酒文化について学びましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started! Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. What was the party culture like at Sam's school?
サムが通っていた学校のパーティー文化はどのようなものでしたか？
Number two. What was the party culture like at Vicky's school?
ビッキーが通っていた学校のパーティー文化はどのようなものでしたか？
Number three. Why did Vicky believe the culture around partying at her school was good for her?
なぜビッキーは彼女の学校のパーティー文化が自分にとって良かったと思ったのでしょうか？
Live conversation.
Yeah, I mean, what was the culture like at your school?
Yeah, well, if you know anything about UC Santa Barbara, it's got a very, very big party image. And that's right on the beach. June
was telling me.
Yeah.
So basically everyone was kind of on the same wavelength, you know, it's not like, you know.What you were doing wasn't like that strange. Basically, it was like that
no,
was how people
was
were
very,
living.
It was very normal to have a party. And there would be a reason to party any day. Like people just make stuff up. You have Friday and Saturday. Well, that's obvious, right?
Yeah, weekend.
But then
you have
Thirsty Thursday. You're thirsty.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then you could have some like Wild Wednesday, Tequila Tuesday. You know, you just come up with anything.A Margarita Monday. Like there's a reason to party on any day of the week.
Wow.
And then even if you didn't have a big party, you could have a kickback where you just have a couple friends over and you play some beer pong or hang out together. It's not as big as a party, but it's very easy it depends on the school, but at some schools in America, it's really easy to get caught up in the social life and forget that there's an entire university there full of cool stuff.That you can learn and experience.
Yeah, like at Yale, it was like during the week, there were no parties hardly. So I think the culture was very much study, 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 study. And the weekend, party, party, party. And then study, study, study. It was very much like, it was pretty dead on the weekdays. There were always a few people doing something, but the big things were always on the weekend. So I guess that was kind of good for me because it helps me focus more.
Right. Like if everyone is studying and that's part of the culture, then...You're going to study more. You're not going to have as many people inviting you out. And if you want to have a bunch of people over, not that many people are going to respond.
Because
they're busy. And at Santa Barbara, it might be the opposite where you think, I should study. But then all of your friends are doing something. Or if you feel like, I don't really want to study. Let's see who can hang out. And 15 people can hang out.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Yeah, I feel like people would be like, I'm busy.Like, I would often say, sorry, I'm busy. I have rehearsal. I have my job. I have this. I have that. Like, I have to study. I can't do it. So it's a very different culture, I feel like.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。
Number one. What was the party culture like at Sam's school?
サムが通っていた学校のパーティー文化はどのようなものでしたか？
Sam's school, UC Santa Barbara, was known for being a heavy party school.
Sam が通っていたカリフォルニア大学サンタバーバラ校はパーティーが盛んな学校として知られていました。
Number two. What was the party culture like at Vicky's school?
ビッキーが通っていた学校のパーティー文化はどのようなものでしたか?
Vicky's school, Yale University, was known for having intense study during the weekdays, then intense partying during the weekends.
ビッキーが通っていたイェール大学は、平日は猛烈に勉強し、週末は思いっきりパーティーをすることで知られていました。
Number 3. Why did Vicky believe the culture around partying at her school was good for her?
なぜビッキーは彼女の学校のパーティー文化が自分にとって良かったと思ったのでしょうか?
She felt that since few people partied on the weekdays, that encouraged her to study more.
平日はパーティーをする人がほとんどいなかったため、そのおかげでより勉強に励むことができたと彼女は感じています。
Summary.
会話の要約。
Sam and Vicky discussed the party cultures at their universities. Sam went to UC Santa Barbara, a school with a reputation for partying.
Sam とビッキーはそれぞれの大学のパーティー文化について話し合います。Sam はパーティースクールとして有名なカリフォルニア大学サンタバーバラ校に通っていました。
At UC Santa Barbara,Sam observed that people partied every day of the week. It was natural to party on weekends, but people also created reasons to party on weekdays. Thirsty Thursdays, Wild Wednesdays, etc.
カリフォルニア大学サンタバーバラ校では学生たちが毎日のようにパーティーをしていたとサムは言います。週末にパーティーを行うことはよくあることでしたが、平日でも Thirsty Thursdays、喉がカラカラの木曜日や
Wild Wednesdays、
ワイルドな水曜日など学生たちは何かしらパーティーをする理由を作っていました。
At Yale University, Vicky's school, she observed that most people only partied on the weekends. Monday through Friday were considered days for study.
ビッキーが通っていたイェール大学ではほとんどの人が週末にしかパーティーをしていなかったと彼女は述べます。月曜日から金曜日までは勉強する日とされていました。
It was common for Vicky to tell other people that she was too busy to go to parties while attending Yale. She believes the culture there was good for her because it encouraged her to study more and party less.
イェール大学在学中に忙しくてパーティーに行けないと誘いを断ることはビッキーにはよくあることでした。彼女はイェール大学の文化はパーティーを行うことを控え、より勉強する気にさせてくれる文化だったので、自分にとって良かったと考えています。
Phrases of the day
今日のフレーズ
Number 1 On the same wavelength
波長が合う Wavelength は波長を意味することから
On the same wavelength
は互いの考え方や感性がよく通じていることを表し、日本語の波長が合うに相当します。相手と波長が合う場合は、
We're on the same wavelength.
波長が合わない場合は、
We're not on the same wavelength.
または、
We're on different wavelengths
と表します。
例文。We all get along with each other. We're all on the same wavelength.
私たちはみんな波長が合うので仲がいいです。
Lisa and I hit it off right away. It felt like we were both on the same wavelength.
Lisa と私はすぐに意気投合しました。私たちは互いに波長が合うと感じました。
Tim and I are on different wavelengths, and I find it hard to keep a conversation going with him.
私はティムとは波長が合わないので、彼と会話を続けるのは大変です。
Number 2. Kickback.
少人数のパーティ
ー。Kickback
は本来、リラックスするやくつろぐを意味することから、名詞の Kickback は少人数のまったりとした集まりを表します。Kickback はホームパーティーのように一般的に誰かの家で行われますが、基本的に仲のいい友人同士のこじんまりとしたパーティーを指します。パーティーではお酒を飲んだり、映画を見たり、ゲームをしたりしながらリラックスした時間を過ごします。少人数のパーティーの意味で使う場合は、kickback のように一語で表し、 リラックスするの意味で使う場合は、kick back のように2語に分けて表現します。例文。
Are you free tonight? I'm gonna have a kickback at my house.
今夜って空いてる?うちでこじんまりとしたパーティーをするんだ。
Tony's having a kickback tonight. We should swing by later.
トニーが今夜ちょっとしたパーティーをするよ。後で立ち寄ろう。
I have no plans today. I'm just gonna kick back and chill at home.
今日は特に予定はありません。自宅でゆっくりくつろぎます。
Number three. Have someone over.
誰々を家に呼ぶ。
Have someone over
は友達や同僚などゲストを自分の家に招く、呼ぶという意味の口語的な言い方です。例えば、今日は友達をうちに呼んでいますと言いたい場合は、
I'm having friends over today
と表現します。例文、
We're having a few people over for dinner tonight.
今夜は何人か家に招いて食事をします。
My wife is having some of her coworkers over for lunch today.
今日は妻が何人かの同僚を自宅に招いてランチをします。
Is it okay if I have my friends over this weekend?
今週末、友達を家に呼んでもいい?
Number four. Get caught up in.
巻き込まれる。
Get caught up in
は何かに巻き込まれたり、夢中になったり、囚われたりなど、ある出来事に深く関わることを表す日常表現です。例えば、渋滞に巻き込まれるは、
get caught up in traffic.
仕事に夢中になるは、
get caught up in one's work
のように表現します。
例文。Sorry I'm late. I got caught up in some traffic.
遅れてごめん。渋滞に巻き込まれちゃって。
I got caught up in my work and completely lost track of time.
仕事に夢中になってしまい、時間が経つのをすっかり忘れてしまいました。
I got caught up in the heat of the moment and said some things I shouldn't have.
その場の感情にとらわれて、言ってはいけないことを言ってしまった。
Number five. Dead.
人気のない。
Dead
は死ぬを意味する単語ですが、お店やレストランなどにほとんど人がいなかったり、街に活気がない様子を表すときの、人気のないという意味で使うことができる口語表現です。緊急事態宣言が出たため、普段は賑やかな街に人がほとんどいなかったり、レストランやバーにお客さんがほとんどいないような状況でこの単語が使われます。
例文。There's nobody here today. It's dead. Let's look for another bar.
今日は誰もここにいない。活気がないね。他のバーを探そう。
When California first went on lockdown, LA was dead. There was nobody on the streets.
カリフォルニア州が初めてロックダウンになった時、ロスには人気がありませんでした。街に誰もいませんでした。
This area is usually dead during the week, but it picks up on the weekends.
この辺は平日は大抵静かですが、週末になると賑やかになります。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。
Repeat after me. Number one. On the same wavelength. We all get along with each other. We're all on the same wavelength.Lisa and I hit it off right away. It felt like we were both on the same wavelength. Tim and I are on different wavelengths, and I find it hard to keep a conversation going with him. Number two.Kick back. Are you free tonight? I'm gonna have a kickback at my house. Tony's having a kickback tonight. We should swing by later. I have no plans today. I'm just gonna kick back and chill at home. Number 3. Have someone over. We're having a few people over for dinner tonight. My wife is having some of her coworkers over for lunch today. Is it okay if I have my friends over this weekend? Number 4. Get caught up in. Sorry I'm late. I got caught up in some traffic. I got caught up in my work and completely lost track of time. I got caught up in the heat of the moment and said some things I shouldn't have. Number 5. Dead. There's nobody here today. It's dead. Let's look for another bar. When California first went on lockdown, LA was dead. There was nobody on the streets. This area is usually dead during the week, but it picks up on the weekends.
Are
you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
Yeah, what was the culture like at your school?
Yeah, well, if you know anything about UC Santa Barbara, it's got a very, very big party image. And
June was telling me.
Yeah.
So basically everyone was kind of on the same wavelength, you know. It's not like, you know, what you were doing wasn't like that strange. Basically, it was like that was how people were living.
It was very normal to have a party. And there would be a reason to party any day. Like, people just make stuff up. You have Friday and Saturday. Well, that's obvious, right?
Yeah, weekend.
But then you have Thirsty Thursday. You're thirsty.
I remember that.
And then you could have some, like, Wild Wednesday, Tequila Tuesday, you know. You just come up with anything. A Margarita Monday. Like, there's a reason to party on any day of the week.
Wow.
And that's then funny. Even if you didn't have a big party, you could have a kickback where you just have a couple friends over and you play some beer pong or hang out together. It's not as big as a party, but it's very easy it depends on the school, but at some schools in America, it's really easy to get caught up in the social life and forget that there's an entire university there full of cool stuff that you can learn and experience.
Yeah, like at Yale, it was like during the week, there were no parties hardly. So I think the culture was very much study, 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 study. And the weekend, party, party, party. And then study, study, study. It was very much like, it was pretty dead on the weekdays. There were always a few people doing something, but the big things were always on the weekend. So I guess that was kind of good for me because it helps me focus more.
Right, right. Like if everyone is studying and that's part of the culture, then you're going to study more. You're not going to have as many people inviting you out. And if you want to have a bunch of people over, not that many people are going to respond
because
they're busy. And then Santa Barbara, it might be the opposite where you think, I should study, but then all of your friends are doing something. Or if you feel like, I don't really want to study, let's see who can hang out. And 15 people can hang out.
Like that's the thing. I feel like people would be like, I'm busy. Like I would often say, sorry, I'm busy. I have rehearsal. I have my job. I have this. I have that. Like I have to study. I can't do it. So it's a very different culture, I feel like.
Awesome job today. It's no secret that UC Santa Barbara is known as a party school in the United States. It's been known as a party school for ages now, and there was no shortage of parties when I was attending UCSB. Every day, someone was throwing a party, and if you didn't have your priorities straight, it was really easy to get caught up in that party life. お疲れ様です。アメリカではカリフォルニア大学サンタバーバラ校がパーティースクールと呼ばれていることはよく知られています。昔からパーティースクールとして知られており、私が UC サンタバーバラ校に通っていた頃もパーティーにこと欠くことはありませんでした。毎日のように誰かがパーティーを開いていたため、優先すべきことをはっきりさせておかないと、簡単にパーティーライフに巻き込まれてしまうような状況でした。At UC Santa Barbara, there is a small neighborhood adjacent to the campus called Isla Vista. Isla Vista is located right by the beach, and the majority of UCSB students live there. Since Isla Vista is made up of majority UCSB students, it makes it easy for students to throw parties. Nobody living in Isla Vista would complain about loud music or large gatherings because that is what was expected living there. I'm not gonna lie, there were times when parties in Isla Vista got pretty wild, but for the most part, Isla Vista was a really laid-back community with students who knew how to balance school and social life. カリフォルニア大学サンタバーバラ校にはアイラビスタと呼ばれるキャンパスに隣接する小さな地域があります。アイラビスタはビーチのすぐそばにあり、UC サンタバーバラ校の学生の大半がそこに住んでいます。アイラビスタの住民のほとんどが UC サンタバーバラ校の学生なので、学生たちは簡単にパーティーを開くことができます。大音量の音楽や大勢の人が集まっても、アイラビスタに住むとそれが当たり前なので、文句を言う人は誰もいません。アイラビスタではかなりワイルドなパーティーが開かれることもありましたが、全体的には勉強と友達付き合いのバランスがしっかり取れている学生たちが集まるとてもゆったりとしたコミュニティでした。皆さんは英語を勉強しているとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのになと思ったことはありませんか？ハパ英会話公式コミュニティ、ハパバディーズは英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。ハパバディーズでは、会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし、他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hoppa Buddies. You never know, it might change your life. Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus. Podcast Plus is a new Hoppa 英会話 podcast service, and it's a platform that will allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode,The English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it. You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hoppa 英会話 blog. 最後に、Podcast Plus を忘れずにチェックしてください。Podcast Plus は新しい Hoppa 英会話のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。ポッドキャストプラスにはエピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。You can find today's show notes on the Hoppa 英会話 blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. 今日のエピソードの詳細は Hoppa 英会話のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。
ハパ英会話は Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。
Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.